Good evening, everyone. Here's another incident I'd like to share at work. This was during my advertising days, which is perhaps when I was about maybe 30 years old, 28 or 30. And we had a client, I recall, who I guess one could define the relationship as a kind of love-hate relationship. Somehow he never liked us, but yet he was not moving his account away. So it was quite peculiar because, you know, we didn't know whether this was a healthy relationship, but at the same time, of course, you know, financially one was needing whatever business came one's way. But anyway, so we kept going on and on with this account. Now, one day there was a meeting and the client came over with his CEO, and I was there, my staff members were there with me, my colleagues. And we found that at a point in the meeting, he started getting quite agitated with me. And so, you know, we were weighing the pros and cons of not only the ad campaign, but the media strategy. And at something I said, he kind of reacted very strongly and then said, "I completely disagree with you." So I said, "Sure, let's hear your point of view." And, you know, he kind of gave his point of view, but his voice was very... it was as if there was a lot of anger and I would say even borderline rage, because he was looking very worked up. And then I realized this was not going anywhere. So I said, "Look, we've agreed on so many things. So perhaps on a couple of things we can't agree. So should we just accept that?" And that didn't work for him. And he kind of stormed out of our office, and we still handled his account for another 6 months. I recall that, but then he reduced his interactions with me. Now, why I am mentioning this story is for a particular reason. You see, I recall telling this client that let us agree to disagree on this point so we can move on with the rest of the points on the agenda, because we have differing points of view. And this was not acceptable to him in a sense. When I met my spiritual teacher and I heard him say something very similar about disagreements, he said, "We should agree to disagree without being disagreeable." And for me, this statement had hit the nail on the head, because this had been my experience at office, you see, that we don't have to agree on each and everything with someone in our lives. It's quite all right if people have differing points of view. We may try our best to share our point of view and the way we see things, but if the other person is not destined to see it that way, so be it. The problem comes when we consider our point of view as right and the other as wrong. You see, I have mentioned this many times in my talks, because we feel we know the truth and what is right, little realizing that everyone's version is equally correct. Everyone is seeing things based on their conditioning and their genetics and programming. So there's no longer a right and wrong. And after all, let's say in this case, we were discussing something for the benefit of the client's brand only. There was no other benefit being discussed. And there were differing points of view. So I have found that since then, since that age, I have always been helped by what I consider one of the key takeaways from this teaching. to agree to disagree without being disagreeable, because then you are no longer targeting an individual. You see, you have accepted that the person's viewpoint differs from yours. But there are so many other aspects of the relationship which can be shared, which are harmonious. It does not have to be harmony 360 degrees. That to me is the middle way. A pragmatic balance brought about in the relationship. So this is one incident that I thought, since we all have people in our lives that sometimes we don't see eye to eye with on certain issues, we understand that to impose our views on another, if they are not agreeing to it, is a form of violence. I mean, one can understand if it's a parent-child relationship where the parent knows what is good for the child if the child is going astray. But here we are talking of two adults. And so this kind of approach, which I can't tire of repeating, to agree to disagree without being disagreeable, is like a healing balm on relationships, because then you are no longer seeking perfection in a relationship. You see, that is the problem which we have. We have an idea of how a specific relationship should be. This approach turns it around and accepts that this is how the relationship is. So one is now present to the difference in viewpoints. One does not target an individual anymore, and the play of life goes on thereafter. Thank you.